WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, finally, a group of psychiatrists has certified that deranged Donnie is indeed nuts. This is a big deal. Years ago, the Goldwater Rule was put in to say no one who had not examined a candidate or politician could diagnose him or her. But now it's abundantly clear, and they have certified this guy is unfit for office. My own shrink told me so. Well, that counts for something, doesn't it? Seriously, the terms narcissist and psychotic have come up from time to time, but now they're more specific. Delusional, paranoid. Yeah, we're not talking about Kim in North Korea, folks, although it does take one to know one. And they both have such bad hair. There's a lot at stake here. I believe that unless the Congress uses the 25th Amendment, we are doomed in the sort of existential way, like dead. Let's face it, having a nut job making jokes to cops and Boy Scouts is one thing, but having his hand on the nuclear button, well, that's another. And while we're talking war, I, for one, find it a mixed blessing that our hopes for survival are in the hands of the military only. The only sane ones, the ones we're looking to get this administration back on track, are all military. Manchurian candidate, anyone? Many smarter than I are raising their voices to doubt the wisdom of everything being handed over to the military, although that is what Steve Bannon and other chaos makers want. Destroy all institutions, have riots, and then bring in the military. Sounds like a movie, but this is our path now, folks. Dr. Strangelove, the movie, is now our reality. I will keep shouting to the rooftops, get rid of hashtag 45-ish, not our president. Call your congressperson or senator and tell them to impeach, or they will be complicit. In fact, they're enabling deranged Donnie right now. Jeff Flake, not the best name, but certainly the best person, speaking out as a conservative. The bull is breaking the china shop. Let's all use metaphors, I don't care, but thanks to him. Hope that others find the courage to follow him. The lies keep coming. What more do you need to realize we are headed for some kind of destruction? And by the way, he called the White House a dump. Not enough gold vulgarity for him. Well, dumps are for garbage. And that is so appropriate this time around. By the way, he's not a real conservative, for those of you who are, or a real anything, but he is a nut job. Get the net!
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.